This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
In making a purchase of an item, do you take into consideration where it was made? Does it matter if the product was made in a sweatshop or in a country opposed to U.S. policies?
You send us these responses at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
In general, listeners didn't want their purchases to endorse harm, but they didn't believe they could promote much good either. From Phoenix came the following comment. I don't consider my participation in consumer buying impactful enough to express my convictions. A listener from St. Ignatius commented, I seldom even think about political ideology while I'm shopping. Even if I did ponder the differences of a dissenting country, am I to think, because I'm an American, the rest of the world should be in lockstep with us? That seems immature and naive. So when did listeners think that such considerations were warranted? Well, when the workers themselves asked for support, such as in the grape boycott organized by the United Farm Workers, and also when the decisions were being made by representative governments, it was there that some listeners thought the power of the purse could and should be exercised to promote social justice. And what do philosophers have to say?
Few people know the history of the commodities that they use or of the food that they consume, but ethically speaking, we should. When we buy an item, we implicitly support the process that brought that item to the store shelf. Along with buyer beware, there is a responsibility for the buyer to be aware. We vote with our dollars. That's unfortunate, but true. So the richer the consumer, the more responsibility she has to know what her money supports. In our information age, it is not difficult to find out how various corporations fare in terms of social responsibility, how they treat their workers, the environment, and the communities in which their factories operate is all easily accessible on the web. What we choose to do with the information is a personal matter, but as with most matters of ethics, ignorance is no excuse. And speaking of ignorance, some people have made what they consider to be moral statements by boycotting products from nations not supportive of U.S. policy. But French's mustard is an American product, and French fries came from Belgium.
Here is next week's question. Everyone makes moral mistakes. Sometimes those mistakes are unintentional. We cause harm to someone without realizing it. But sometimes those mistakes are intentional. We lie to protect ourselves or someone close to us. What lessons have you learned through your moral mistakes?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, Missoula.
The show's producers are Denny Elliott, Dean Ritz, and Justin Whitaker. Music by Eric Hutchins.